All right. 10:36 p.m. on Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Wow. What a day. What a day. I would have to do an emergency podcast today if it wasn't like the regular day to do the podcast. So many things happened. I even considered just doing one just at like noon, just because so many things happened before noon today on the West Coast. Let's see. Started with Stan Van Gundy being fired, coming to a mutual agreement to leave, something like that. Anyway, he's only been there for 1 year and he's now out. I guess the deal was that him and Ingram didn't get along, which that's a kind of an interesting dynamic, because Ingram, the Pelicans didn't want Ingram. The Pelicans tried to get the Lakers to find somebody else to take him, and try to get the Lakers to flip him for another pick. They tried a lot of different things, and it didn't happen. But the money could only work if Ingram was included, so the Pelicans had to take him. And then 2 years later, they're firing the coach because he doesn't like him. Which, hey, good on him. I love Ingram, so good on him. But yeah, Stan didn't do a bad job. He didn't do a good job either, though. And if you kind of like in the middle of the road and your superstar don't like you, that is trouble for your career. I'm surprised they didn't give him another year, though. It's generally not a great look to fire a coach after a year, unless something major goes on. And on top of that, Scott Brooks is out. Sorry, my recorder did a little light blink and it made me nervous. But yeah, that one is a little bit less surprising. I think Scott Brooks did the best job he could do in Washington. I don't think that was a very good job. like if you look at everything that Washington has struggled through he's been there 5 years, you know, that's a lot of losses over 5 years. It's hard to pay a guy more money, which is probably what Brooks wanted. Hard to pay a guy more money with that many losses over 5 years. I mean, but what he did with getting everybody engaged in the second half of this season, it was an impressive coaching job for sure. You got to be impressed with that. This is one where I get it. I would have got it if they would have kept him, because I thought he did a good enough job. Thought he did a good enough job at the second half of the season to earn another couple years. But Wizards didn't feel that way, and I get it. So that extra couple of years he earned may be with somebody else. He was not the only one. another person was fired today, a third person. And that was Donnie Nelson, the GM of the Mavericks. To me, this is a long time coming. Somebody should have been responsible for all the institutional problems that the Mavericks have. It's questionable what Donnie did. Like, there's a lot of Mavericks fans rightly don't like a lot of Donnie Nelson's moves over the past year. That's fair. From a basketball standpoint, it's fair to let him go for that reason. I think it should have happened before it was a basketball reason. Somebody should have taken the fall for, and it should be the general manager. They should take, if you're going to have several sexual assault charges, and you're the one who's in charge of that, you can't keep going. Now, maybe, I don't know how the Mavericks org chart works. Maybe somebody else was in charge of that. But usually that is the GM. And if it's the GM, then it's weird that he managed to survive. But yeah, he's out now. So they're forming a committee to find a new GM. But apparently they've already found one. So like apparently Mike Finley is pretty close to getting a job. So I guess that committee works pretty fast. Who knows? And probably maybe the biggest news is that Chris Paul tested positive for COVID. vaccinated, still tested positive. Things are bad in Arizona, yo, for real. And apparently there's another variant going around. Who knows, you know? Who knows? But regardless, he's caught it. And right now he is in COVID recovery protocols. So that's a minimum of 10 days unless he manages to test negative twice, 24 hours in a row. And then he has to do some, like, a cardiac test after that. And he passes that cardiac test, and the next day he is eligible to play. So the soonest he could play would be Monday. If the Clippers win the next game, that playoff series is starting on Sunday. So Chris Paul is going to miss at least one game minimum. Ooh, hitting the microphone. he's going to miss at least one game. And that's the sort of thing. Like, what do you do? You feel for the guy, right? Like, 1 in 10 chance, unless, you know. I mean, and there are people speculating about, like, there's a new variant that is skipping that the vaccination isn't good for. So, not good news for anybody, but not good news for the Suns for sure. I mean, but you know what my opinion is on Chris Paul. I don't think he's the one that's doing everything for the Suns. I think it's, you know, I think it's Booker. I think it's Ayton. I think it's Jay Crowder, as much as I hate to say it. It's Miles Bridges. You know, it's Monty Williams. I think that's the engine. I think Chris Paul is just kind of there. I'm sorry. I say that, but he had an amazing game. A couple, his game four was amazing. So credit where credit is due. He definitely was a huge difference maker there. And me not giving him credit is just me being a hater. But I'm a hater, so you gotta stay true to your hater self, you know. Anyway, on to playoff reactions. So speaking of emergency episodes, I almost had to do one on the Bucks. now I'm hitting the mic. Wow, that was one of the worst things I've ever seen. It's worse than the Philly thing for sure to me. People are saying that the Philly got off the hook, but nah, the Milwaukee Bucks thing is much, much worse. They lost to a team playing 4-5. James Harden did almost nothing in that entire game. He had a good defensive stand in the fourth quarter, and that was his entire contribution to the game. He was out there on like half a leg, and it's understandable. The Nets have depth issues. That's kind of why they did that. That's why he was out there. You could maybe argue that if that's the way he can move, he should not have been out there. I think that's a fair argument. But, you know, players, he didn't have a real diagnosis. And if you don't have a real diagnosis and the player wants to play, then the player's going to play. And the player played. He should have killed the Nets. The Bucks should have killed him. They should have went at him all night long. And they didn't. They didn't at all. Oh, man, it makes zero sense. It makes no sense at all. The Nets only had, or the Bucks only had like a 15 point lead in the first playing 5-on-4, and then they collapsed in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter they kept collapsing. And wow, it's just so many mistakes, so many like errors, so many things to, like, for Giannis to look bad on, so many things for his teammates to feel bad about. It got to the point where I was just feeling pity. If I would have done the emergency podcast yesterday, I would have instead just had plenty of nice and reassuring things to say for the Bucks in case they somehow listened to the show, just because I was feeling so sorry for them. I still feel really sorry for them, but as a journalist, quote unquote, you know, I got to kill him for this because it's not good. Very not good to go down that way. Glad to live to see it. That's a once in a lifetime game. I hope you got to see it. Once in a lifetime for the bad reason. So, oh well. Poor Bucks. So the Clippers and Jazz have become a pretty fun series. I think last time I talked with y'all, the Clippers had kind of won a desperation game. Wasn't that impressive of a win. But no. The last game was Clippers just dominated it. And frankly, they dominated today's game too. The Jazz pretty much had a nearly historically great first quarter from the offensive perspective. And the second quarter was pretty good too. And the Clippers were only down 5 at that point because the Clippers were playing so well. And then in the third and the fourth, the Jazz didn't have that great. They didn't have that historical, and the Clippers pulled ahead. I'll give it to the Jazz. They still played good enough to keep it a game. But yeah, Clippers, even without Kawhi, who I think that's something I missed in the news somehow. It was in the news at first. I guess I accidentally edited it out. But yeah, Kawhi tore his ACL. Or he has a hurt, he's sprained ACL at least. I've heard torn ACL, I've heard sprained ACL. But regardless, he's not coming back anytime soon. And the Clippers still looked really good today. Still looked really good about him. And the Jazz, they looked great for a half. And then in the second half, they just looked normal. And looking normal against a team playing as well as the Clippers played today. As well as the role players played. As well as Paul George played. Hard to beat. Should definitely be interesting to see if the Jazz have a response. In the next game, because the hope is that Connolly will be able to play, but Donovan Mitchell is looking a little bit hobbled. So I don't know. Mitchell looked pretty bad in the fourth quarter today, but he's been barely moving the past couple of games, and it's definitely catching up to him. So that's 3 in a row for the Clippers at this point. They definitely have a stranglehold on that series. It's going to take a response from the Jazz that, I don't know if they have it. We'll see. It's really hard being the number one seed and just kind of like all that shit is falling out from under you. And like, it's not fair for the Jazz. It's not right, but it's what's happening is that they've had all these injuries and like all the 3-point shooting started out pretty good today. But other than that, it's been pretty bad. Like, the law of averages is caught up with him. I mean, I say that, but the law of averages says they should be shooting better than this because their average is higher than this. So that was a pretty dumb thing to say. But something is caught up to them because they're not having a very good series from three for sure. Other than that first quarter and that second quarter. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be a great game. It's much must see on Friday for sure. And unfortunately, the Hawks and Sixers series. I was going to just not talk about this anymore. It's such a bad playoff series. But the Philadelphia collapse is definitely newsworthy. Like I said, it's not as bad as what happened to Milwaukee. Milwaukee lost to a team playing 4 guys. And in case you didn't see the game, they didn't actually play 4 guys. They just had a guy who could barely move as the 5th guy. So the Sixers, though, they were fully healthy, I guess kind of fully healthy, not really fully healthy. I mean, they're missing Danny Green and Joel Embiid has a meniscus tear. So they're not fully healthy, but, you know, they came out, built up a 26-point lead at one point. And at the end of the third, like, the Hawks just barely pulled it under historical. There's like a historical cutoff where a team has never won from, and at least in the playoffs, never won going into the fourth quarter down 24. I think that's the number. And the Hawks got it a 22 with like a last second shot. And they just punched them in the face. They just ran over Philadelphia in the fourth. Just ran them over. I wish I would have got to see it like everybody else in America. That game was so bad, I turned it off. I had the ESPN score alert, and it didn't alert me till about a minute left. The game got close. I was like, I saw that alert. I was like, what the fuck? Well, all right. I turned it back on, and Trae Young was on the line shooting free throws. But luckily, the highlights were on later, and I got to watch the highlights. And wow, that's a collapse by Philadelphia for sure. You gotta wonder if they can recover from that one. I would say yes. I think Embiid is really mentally tough. I think Ben Simmons is tougher than he gets credit for. But obviously, two shot attempts in the second half. If you're going to get called soft if that you do that, and it's hard to defend you. So the people calling him soft right now, it's hard to argue with him. But, you know, odds are that he will play better. He will respond to this. I think he's going to respond to it. That's what I think. But we'll see. Now I feel almost like I want to watch the next game in this series when I wanted this series to be over with 4 games ago. So they drew me in. They sucked me in. Anyway, that's it for today. Don't have to salute anybody because somehow the Hawks survive. Somehow the Hawks are winning the series. I may have to salute the Jazz before I salute the Hawks, which I can't believe it. I may have to salute the Bucks before I salute the Hawks. Oh, what is going on? But no one to salute today. So goodbye, my beautiful friends, and I will talk to you later.